top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the media news for today, Wednesday, March 6th, in the headlines. U.S.-based Dominica-born attorney Gabriel Christian opines that it is time for the Dominica Democracy Movement to select a shadow cabinet in order to secure accountability, among other essentials.
And global, only on Q95.
Three Grenadian male escapees who were primary suspects in the disappearance of a U.S. sailing couple were ordered to be repatriated from St. Vincent and the Grenadines to Grenada on Monday. And a multinational company's environmental impact report says Nigeria must ensure Shell safely decommissions its oil infrastructure or pays for its removal from the Niger Delta before leaving. The news is brought to you compliments, Quartz Dominica Limited.
Right on cue.
Enjoy sweet savings at Quartz with up to 40% off selected items. Save $850 on the LG 50-inch WebOS Smart LED TVs. Save $800 on the Mabe 19-cubic foot fridges. Save $1,400 on the Loris Living Room Suite and $450 on the Restonic Comfort Care Pillow Top Queen Mattress. Get what you need and pay now or later with Quartz Ready Finance. It's too sweet to resist. Indulge at Quartz. Bring value home. Special conditions apply. Offer ends March 23rd, 2024.
U.S.-based Dominica-born attorney Gabriel Christian opines that it is time for the Dominica Democracy Movement to select a shadow cabinet. He contends that the deterioration of democratic norms and the descent into one rule in Dominica requires a united democracy movement that is not fissured by partisanship. For that reason, the National Assembly of the People of February 28, 2024 was a good start as it was assembly for all political parties and significant elements of civil society. Future assemblies can take guidance from that effort in its peaceful, animated, patriotic and united disposition. However, the time has come for Dominicans to take a keen interest of who shall replace the current government, which has shown it is not governing democratically and cannot account for public funds. To showcase the better future Dominica deserves, it is time for the democratic movement to select a shadow cabinet of competent and patriotic Dominicans. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95de.com. Social scientist Simeon Joseph has shared thoughts on recent happenings in Dominica, shedding light on the country's current situation and its people's view. He says Dominicans should think deeply about what the government does and its rule, especially now. Joseph comments follow recent events in Dominica, leading him to explore how Dominicans see and react to what's happening. He emphasizes how vital it is for everyone to understand clearly what the government is supposed to do.
In reflecting on what is happening in Dominica today, particularly the past week, over the past weekend, and the utterances of some people in government and observing certain things, and also to a greater understanding of how Dominicans demonstrate the understanding of things that are happening, we need to put into sharp focus our understanding of what is the purpose of government. And I think we are lacking in our general understanding of what is the purpose of government. If we are to critically examine what is the purpose of government, we must also inherently, as a sequitur argument, understand what is the role of government. Again, that is another area that seems to be lacking in our general understanding, not only by the masses of the people, but by the people in power. And then that obviously leads us to the functions of government. Because it seems to me today, when one understands the functions of government, we have a government that is essentially non-functioning based on what are the main tasks that a government is called to do. And then, quite openly, something that is very poignant, the structure of government in terms of the form of government we have. You know, because it seems to me that we have today a structure of government that is not in keeping with the right understanding of the purpose and the role of government, and also an understanding of what is the functions of government for the people.
Joseph stresses the government's duty to ensure efficiency and uphold the rule of law, urging the public to evaluate the current government's performance.
If we are to understand as to what is the purpose of government, okay, clearly there needs to be an understanding that the purpose of government, right, is to promote efficiency. When we look at what is happening, the purpose of government is to promote efficiency, the rule of law and order within a country, and to ensure things are organized and working as expected within a state. Question we have to ask in Dominica today, is the purpose of government being fulfilled when we examine today the efficiency of how things are done, the rule of law, that how it is done, the order that exists within the country, and how organized we are within our states, even within the very government system. And so if governments are there to make laws and to enact policies and provide social services, expand on human resource, ensure that people are protected, and to ensure that there is a certain employment that takes place that to establish a developed state, okay? A developed state, that's what we are gaining at, the development of Dominica, right? Any function of the government involves putting structures in place. What structures have we put in place to ensure that we have good governance in Dominica?
And that was a social scientist, Simeon Joseph. Police are said to be conducting an investigation into an alleged robbery at the National Bank of Dominica Portsmouth branch, according to an unofficial source. Q95 will bring you more information on the situation as the information becomes available from an official source. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit declared that Dominica's government would grant the United Kingdom and Government of Canada, with the nation's second highest honor, the Cicero Award of Honor. He disclosed this during the formal conclusion of the Climate Resilience Execution Agency for Dominica.
Our most recent move to establish a sperm whale reserve in our waters, contributing to climate change mitigation, speaks loudly of our resolve and our willingness to make bold, groundbreaking moves in the global fight. These achievements would not have been possible without the support of our international and regional partners. I thank most profoundly the governments of the United Kingdom and Canada for their faith in Dominica and their willingness to invest in our ambitious goal to create a safer, more sustainable future for our citizens. We trust that you will continue to work with us along this important journey. The United Kingdom and Canada believed in us. They invested their money, time, resources, human resources, and intrinsic commitment in assisting us to achieve our vision. They have been here with us for the entire journey thus far. And in appreciation of their support and commitment, the Government of Dominica shall bestow upon the United Kingdom and Canada Dominica's second highest national award, the Cicero Award of Honor. And when at some point I will document our journey to building resilience, I will indicate when I broached the idea to Priti Patel at her office in London, the idea of building a resilient nation. And from that moment, the UK indicated its strong support to Dominica. And they provided us with some consultants. And what we did is that we looked at every country in the world which had suffered some major disaster to see what structure they put in to respond to such disaster. And we looked at the Indonesia model. And this is where the concept of CREED came about, from the Indonesian model following on the major tsunami there at that time.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. The 9th National Secondary Schools Literacy Quiz Competition will be hosted by the Rotary Club of Dominica. It's scheduled from March 8th to 15th for 2024, with the theme Building Strong Communities Through Literacy. The event emphasizes the club's dedication to advancing literacy among youth. 9 secondary schools will participate, aiming to involve students in Rotary International's global literacy initiatives, encouraging critical thinking, reinforcing learning, and fostering a reading culture. The competition's grand finals will take place on March 22nd, 2024, at the Prevost Cinema Ballroom, starting at 2 p.m. Parents, teachers, and supporters are encouraged to attend and cheer for the participants. Chartered on July 1st, 1974, the Rotary Club of Roseau, that's Dominica, is a member of District 7030, encompassing 75 clubs and over 3,200 Rotarians from St. Kitts to Suriname. Brian Glasgow from St. Vincent and the Grenadines serves as the district governor for the Rotary year 2023-2024. With a commitment to diversity and inclusion, Rotary leveraged the various skills and perspectives to achieve broader impact. During the closing ceremony for the Climate Resilience Execution Agency for Dominica Creed at the State House on Tuesday, CEO Francine Barron expressed gratitude for the agency's role in Dominica's resilience efforts. Ms. Barron highlighted that Creed's achievements relied on collaboration with government ministries, departments, and agencies, emphasizing that Creed's work aligned with and bolstered the government's overarching goal.
Dominica's story, Dominica's journey to resilience, is a remarkable one, and Creed was fortunate to have played its part in that journey. When Creed was conceptualized in 2018, it was designed as a short-term executive agency to play a leading role in Dominica's resilience vision. And therefore, Creed's remit was guided by the Climate Resilience Act and what would later be developed by it in partnership with the ministries, namely the Climate Resilience Recovery Plan, or the CRRP. It is to be noted that the success of Creed's work depended on the collaboration and partnership of the ministries, departments, and agencies of government. Creed's work was an extension and an enhancement of the government's broader vision. And so the leadership provided by the chairman of Creed's policy board, the Honorable Prime Minister, and the other ministers gave important policy direction and support at the highest level to enable a successful outcome. Creed was also supported by its supervisory committee, who were responsible for overseeing the governance and assurance systems of Creed, approving its work plan and budget, and receiving monthly, quarterly, and annual reports from Creed. This committee was chaired alternately by the United Kingdom and Canada representatives. Creed was also accountable to Parliament, as it was mandated to report to the Parliamentary Oversight Committee.
Ms. Barron also highlighted that Creed's efforts are predominantly centered on the six result areas outlined in the CRRP, along with key initiatives outlined therein. These initiatives were designed to assist Dominica in achieving the 20 identified climate resilience targets.
Creed's work was largely focused on the six result areas in the CRRP, and some key initiatives stated therein, all aimed at supporting Dominica in achieving 20 identified climate resilience targets. I therefore intend to touch briefly on those six result areas, and because of time limitations, I will try to highlight only some of the more significant initiatives under each result area. Under strong communities, Creed started the Community Emergency Readiness Initiative, CERI, and partnered with the Local Government Division, the Office of Disaster Management, and Village Councils to help in establishing or resuscitating disaster management committees, ensuring that the critical infrastructure survey was completed, and to assist with the development of disaster management plans. The CERI initiative was premised on the need to ensure that communities are better prepared to withstand and recover from disasters. Creed also collaborated with the Commonwealth of Learning to design an integrated platform that would connect government, organizations, communities, and individuals around the disaster response as part of the CERI. Several members of disaster committees also benefited from training in a number of areas related to risk management and disaster response. One of Creed's missions was to encourage a focus on building strong communities through the development of resilient children.
And that was CEO of Creed, Francine Barron. President of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, alleges that over a seven-year span, 40,273 individuals obtained passports through the country's CBI program. Linton expressed concerns over the allocation of the $9.1 billion CBI revenue, asserting that only $2.7 billion reached the country's treasury. He urged Prime Minister Skerrit to provide a clarification regarding the whereabouts of the unaccounted funds.
Based on certificate of naturalizations issued for the period 1st of July 2016 to 30th of June 2023, we got a figure of 40,273 persons who had received citizenship. 40,273. And when we multiply that by 227,572, the average revenue yield per citizen in Dominica, we come up with a figure of $9.1 billion. From that amount of money for the seven-year period, only $2.7 billion came into the treasury of Dominica from the sale of our citizenship. And from that, we knew then that $6.4 billion over the seven-year period did not come into Dominica, was unaccounted for. So we're waiting for Mr. Scarry to tell us what is the status of that money.
Linton emphasized that the European Union stressed the significance of channeling all proceeds from Dominica's CBI program into the country's treasury. He highlighted the EU's concerns and suspicions that not all funds from the program were deposited into the national treasury.
The European Union told us that it's important that all the money from the sale of citizenships come into the treasury of Dominica and is spent from the treasury. So the European Union knew well that over the period, all the monies were not coming in. They didn't tell us to what extent. But we have done the calculations and we know now the numbers.
No missing monies that are due to the people of Dominica. None.
Ladies and gentlemen, what that means, the Prime Minister is confirming that the money has been stolen. And he, the finance minister and prime minister, must know something about that stolen money and who is responsible for it.
President of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton. In other news, the Free Grenadian escapees, who were the primary suspects in the investigation into the disappearance of two U.S. citizens, appeared at the Kingston Magistrate Court on Monday for sentencing after pleading guilty to four counts of immigration-related offenses on February 26. Senior Magistrate Colin John issued a removal order for the men to be repatriated to Grenada. He further remanded them into custody at His Majesty's prison until preparations were finalized for their removal from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Acting Commissioner of Police Enville Williams expressed gratitude to officers involved in the operation that recaptured the fugitives and members of the public who assisted the police. He expressed gratitude to all individuals involved in the recapture of the Free Grenadians who had escaped custody in Grenada and were later apprehended in St. Vincent. Especially, he commended the police officers, members of the SVG Coast Guard Service, and residents of PT Bordel. And a recent report on the environmental effects of multinational corporations highlights the necessity for Nigeria to ensure that Shell safely decommissions its old infrastructure or covers the cost of removal from Niger Delta before its departure. This follows Shell's decision to sell its onshore oil and gas operations in Nigeria to a consortium of five mostly local companies for $2.4 billion, announced in January.
I'm appealing to the wonderful shareholders of Shell all over the world.
Shell may be leaving Nigeria's oil-rich Niger Delta, but communities in the region like that of King Godwin Bebe Okpabi, paramount ruler in Igale, want their energy major to clean up before it goes.
Those dividends they get from the investment in Shell is blood money.
Shell has sold its onshore assets in Nigeria to a consortium. Over the years, spills caused by theft, vandalism, and operational issues have been costly for the company, both in terms of repairs and court cases. People in the Delta, like Ayobakuro Wada, a farmer in Bayelsa State, say decades of oil exploration have ruined farms and rivers. She says the farmland she shares with her sister hasn't yielded any crops in years.
If they live like that without healing the soil, it has been destroyed by crude.
Environmental groups like the Center for Research on Multinational Corporations are urging Nigerian authorities to ensure Shell safely dismantles its old infrastructure or pays to remove them before its exit. Shell did not respond to requests for comment. It has long maintained that the spills are mostly due to oil theft and interference with pipelines. And it said, when announcing its $2.4 billion sale, that the responsibility for dealing with the spills would pass to Renaissance, the buying consortium. Lai Fatona, vice chairman of ND Western, one of the five companies in the consortium, did not comment directly on the issue or how much it had budgeted to clean up, but did say that the grouping would follow the country's legal requirements. The head of the Nigerian Upstream Regulatory Commission has said that oil majors would need to show compliance with rules on decommissioning before being given consent to leave.
That's the midday news, and here's a recap of the headlines. US-based Dominica-born attorney Gabriel Christian opines that it is now time for the Dominica Democracy Movement to select a shadow cabinet
local
in order to secure accountability, among other essentials.
The Big Station.
The three Grenadian male escapees who were the primary suspects in the disappearance of a US sailing couple were ordered to be repatriated from St. Vincent to Grenada on Monday. And a multinational company's environmental impact report says Nigeria must ensure Shell safely decommissions its oil infrastructure
local
or pays for its removal from the Niger Delta before leaving. The news was brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited. I am Felix Environment.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local.